Welcome to Call to Freedom with Barbara Carmack. This is Jimmy Lakey, and I'm delighted that you are joining us for this half hour. You can reach Call to Freedom at Box 370-367, Denver, Colorado, 80237, or by going to the website at www.freedomstreet.org. If you want to leave a message or order a Word-powered daily reading Bible guide or a Freedom Street Express newsletter, you can call us toll-free at 1-877-917-7256 and leave your name and address, including your zip code. If you want to talk to Barbara right now, she is expecting your call. You may call that same toll-free number, 1-877-917-7256, to speak to her. And now, let's join Barbara in the studio.
Welcome to Call to Freedom. What if all you heard was dead air? Oh, Darren would just grieve. He would just grieve. No dead air. No dead air. Oh, God, I'm so glad you joined me today. You have a special place in God's plan. Yes, you do. Now, some of you think, oh, it's just me. I'm getting close to the place where Jesus is going to take me home, so I'm just waiting. Don't do that to yourself. You have a plan and a calling, and God needs to use you yet, even yet. May your steps be ordered by Him and blessed with His peace today. Oh, rejoice for the steps of the righteous person. They are ordered of God. They are ordered of God. Praise the Lord. You are blessed to dispense, for in Him you live and move and have your being. Ah, and the meeting Saturday on April the 13th will be at 10 o'clock. There will be no breakfast at 8:30. We're going to begin with praise and worship, talking about and praising our God, who is the creator of the universe, and that He's a God who loves us. We love Him because He first loved us, 1 John 4:19. Oh, that chapter in 1 John 4 is just packed full of the word love, because He loves you. And I want you to know that. I want you to know that. From the top of your head to the toes on your feet, know that God loves you. He truly does. And I love you. Oh, you have been such a blessing to me when I'm, you know, sometimes we do get down. And I'm just so grateful that I have the not only the wonderful security of knowing God loves me, but that I have friends in the fellowship, in the ministry. And this Saturday, we're going to have a meeting because I want you not only to be praising God, but being edified by one another. And that's so important. So we're going to have lunch after we have our meeting. And I'm going to have a quiche, a really different one. So if you have another, entree or meat menu you want to bring, you go right ahead, because we've got lots of outlets. You can plug it in. Fix your favorite salad and dessert and bring it with you, and we're just going to have a really good time. Call me for reservations at 1-877-917-7256. I look forward to seeing you Saturday. God bless you and keep you till then and on into the forever and ever. I just heard from Dennis Prager was on the radio. I listen to him all the time coming to the studio, and he just mentioned that Israel offered Hamas not only 6 weeks, 6 weeks of ceasefire, but 900 Palestinian prisoners that they're still holding. And they offered them that for the release of all the hostages. Mm-mm, it was declined. Hamas said no, they rejected it. So it's not Israel that is not completing an offer of ceasefire. It is Hamas. And senior Hamas terrorist Ali Baraka openly admitted recently how Hamas duped Israel and the United States into complacency while planning its October 7th, 2023 attack on Israel. Horrible, horrible day in the history of Israel. Secretary of State Blinken is seen playing his guitar more than his diplomatic time spent negotiating for Israel. Hamas is not the only entity that uses deception. So does the so-called moderate Palestinian Authority. We made them think Hamas was busy with governing Gaza and that it wanted to focus on the 2.5 million Palestinians there and that they had abandoned the resistance altogether. You know what I believe? I believe those precious people in the Gaza Strip were so taken by starvation and by lack of housing, even when Hamas was ruling and governing there. They are getting more food now than they had then. I really believe that. And you can believe all the news media that you want to, but I believe Hamas took advantage of them and took advantage of them because all the money that came in for the people in the Gaza Strip, Hamas took it and built more tunnels. Instead of 150 miles of tunnels, Israel, the IDF, have found out there's over 350 miles of tunnels. So how do they build the tunnels? With money that was designated for the people. It's true, folks. And all the while under the table, Hamas was preparing for this big attack. In the past couple of years, Hamas has adopted a rational approach. It did not go into any war or did not join Islamic Jihad in its recent battle. Hamas pretended to be a credible partner for peace negotiations. Oh, they're just a bunch of liars. I'm sorry, but it's true. I'm going to be reading a story by Jonathan Cahn today about lying and the truth. Yet the entire time, Hamas was planning the rape, torture, mutilation, and kidnapping of Jewish babies, children, women, and men. Hamas's deception is nothing new. Lying forms an integral part of the Islamic jihadist doctrine, going back to the days of Muhammad. Remember, it says that Satan in John 8, it says that Satan is the father of lies and he was a murderer from the beginning. That's all they have in their minds and in their plans because they're liars. Yet in his speech on October 10th, Joe Biden intimated that Hamas isn't representative of the Palestinians. The subtext of Biden's speech was clear. Hamas is the bad guy. The Palestinian Authority is the good guy. Hello? U.S. Secretary of State Anthony Blinken's decision to meet with the PA chief, Mahmoud Abbas, made the point clear. The administration is in bed with the Palestinian Authority, all due to the years of Obama's presidency. You remember when Obama bowed and kissed the ring of the guy who's in charge of the Arab states? 5 days after the massacre, Abbas released a milquetoast condemnation of the horrific attack on Jewish men and women and children, while he and the rest of the Palestinian society did nothing but celebrate and defend Hamas's atrocities. You remember 9/11, when almost 3,000 people were killed here? Do you know what they were doing in the Arab states and in Iran? They were celebrating. They were celebrating the deaths of the Americans. God help them. God help them. So prayer changes things. So don't think your prayers don't count because they do. They do. And they are out to destroy the giant Satan and the little Satan. And that's us and the Jewish people, folks. So begin and continue on scriptures that bring victory to God's heart. Isaiah 54:17. You're going to hear that a lot from me until November. No weapon formed against us shall prosper, and every tongue that accuses us in judgment. And that includes all the indictments against President Trump. We shall condemn. This is the heritage of the Lord and our God-given authority that Jesus has given to us. And our vindication comes from God. He's the one. He's going to have the authority to judge in these end days. So don't believe the news reports of the protests against Israel. They're lies. It's fake news. Boy, President Trump was right. It is fake news. And here are verses for scripture. Oh, and I just want to tell you that Kimberly is not going to be on the air today or tomorrow. God bless her. She's got a lot on her plate. Not only the demolition and the remodeling of her kitchen and bathrooms, and I can't even imagine, but also she is in charge of the worship at her church for a few weeks while the main worship leader is gone for a while. So I told her to take it off. As her mother, I said, take a rest, take a breath, take a breath. So here we have the verses of scripture for this week, our Psalm 121, verse 3 and 4. He will not let you stumble. Oh, isn't that wonderful? The one who watches over you will not slumber. Indeed, he who watches over Israel never slumbers or sleeps. He's going to keep Israel. He's going to keep the Jewish people. He has promised. Read those Old Testament scriptures, Isaiah, Jeremiah, Ezekiel, Micah. Oh, some of those scriptures. He's going to keep Israel until Jesus comes. And from the Passion, Psalm 121, verse 3 and 4, He will guard and guide me, never letting me stumble or fall. God is my keeper. He will never forget nor ignore me. God will not ignore you, my friend. Don't doubt Him. Don't get that unbelief going in your mind. No, we believe that His word is true. Say that with me. I believe that God's word is true. He will never slumber nor sleep. He is the guardian God for His people Israel. Oh, I love that. Next week, we're going to be using memorizing verses 5 and 6 of Psalm 121. We're going to learn the whole chapter. I'm going to do it. Confession for today by Rick Renner. I declare by faith that prayer is a central and significant part of my life. Now, you don't have to get on your knees and fold your hands and close your eyes. I know so many of you are busy all day long. You can pray right where you are, in the car, when you're traveling, when you're at the grocery store, going up and down the aisles, you can pray. It's just a wonderful thing to be able to just talk to God wherever you are. It's wonderful. And so my prayers, the style of my prayers are different for every day, but I know God hears me and answers my prayers. God hears me and answers my prayers. God has great spiritual adventures planned for me, and He wants to reveal them to me during my time of prayer. And Rick goes on to say, I am steadfast, immovable, and consistent in my time with God. Nothing is as important to me as those moments I enjoy with Him. As I spend time with Him each day, He refreshes my spirit and enlightens my mind with the knowledge that He wants me to know. Each one of us have a different, God has a different plan for each and every one of us. That's why I can't tell you what to do, because God's plan for you is different than God's plan for me. But each one of you has a plan from God. And Rick says, my prayer time is a key to the success God is giving me in my life. I declare this by faith in Jesus' name. And as I said yesterday from 1 Corinthians 1:30, in Jesus, never forget that, in Jesus we are wisdom from God, redemption, righteousness, and sanctification. So since Kimberly's not here, I'm going to do something just a little bit different. And I got out my book of mysteries yesterday afternoon after the broadcast, and I started thumbing through it and asking Holy Spirit to give me a lesson for you today. And so if you don't have a book of mysteries, wow, you need to order that from christianbook.com or go to Mardell's in Denver. It's on the west side of Denver or wherever you are, and order A Book of Mysteries by Jonathan Cahn, C-A-H-N. And there's just extra anointing every day. And he's got 360, I think it's close to 365 days of daily reading for you. And this day, it's called The Shadow. And what Jonathan Cahn did is that this book talks about a teacher who's instructing a student. Just like in the Bible, Master Jesus is instructing each and every one of you from His Bible. That's the instruction book. That's the manual that we learn from every day. So here he begins on this page, and it's entitled The Shadow. It was a dark night. There was no moon, and only a few stars could be seen in the desert sky. Just darkness and the howling of the cold night winds. Are you afraid of the dark? Asked the teacher. Sometimes, I replied. In the scriptures, darkness is a symbol of evil. Darkness is an absence, the absence of light. So too is evil. Evil is an absence? I asked. Evil is not so much a reality as the absence of a reality. It is not of the creation, but a denial of creation, a negation of what is. See, that's what all the evolutionists are saying. God didn't create this. See, their lying has come through from the enemy to the whole world. And they deny the creation, the biblical creation. And so it can exist on its own, but only in opposition to existence. Now, you might say, wow, I don't understand that. You're going to in a few minutes here. What does that mean? I asked. And here goes teacher. Truth exists on its own. It just is. God is truth. It just is. You know, it's like Jesus is faithful and true. We read that in Revelation 19. You can deny God all you want, okay? You can go and deny God because you don't see him. So, because I don't taste him or feel him or touch him or see him or hear him. He isn't here. He doesn't exist. God does not exist. Friend, he is. He is, he forever will be, and always will be. Always will be. God is truth. And so a lie is a twisting of the truth. And so it can only exist by the truth and in the denial of it. So too, life exists without death. But death cannot exist without life. See, we only see death because we've lived a life. If you haven't lived a life, then you won't see death. So death cannot exist without life. Death only exists as the negation of life. And good can exist without evil, but evil cannot exist without good. Maybe God has allowed this evil in the world to make us strong in the truth. Have you ever thought of that? I'm beginning to think more and more of God, you've allowed this so I can get strong in the truth of your word. See, evil is the denial of the good. It's not as much right and wrong, but it's good and bad. So it's the force of opposition, I said. Yes, teacher replied. And in Hebrew, that which opposes, that which goes against, is called Satan. Satan, I repeated. I paused, and then it hit me. Satan. So in the Hebrew, the opposition in Hebrew, Satan, is so closely related. It's Satan. You can have God without Satan, but you can't have Satan without God. What a thought. Yes, he said, so we can only discern darkness because light exists, and what is false because true exists, and what is wrong because the right exists. So the evil is actually, I got it, a witness. Evil is a witness of the truth. Wow. A hostile witness that despite itself testifies of the truth. Yes, the witness of a shadow. The darkness of falsehood bears witness that the truth exists. The darkness of hatred bears witness that love exists. And the darkness of evil bears witness that God exists. That's why, I mean, it's all coming together for me. I hope it's coming together for you, that the left is so adamant about destroying so much of a part of America because it's truth. America was built on truth. And the left wants to do away with truth. And that's why they crucified Jesus. They were gnashing their teeth. They were trying to destroy the truth. But no one, my friend, can destroy the truth. Oh, you almost want to shout hallelujah. So never let your heart lose its focus by dwelling on evil. Yeah, don't dwell on the enemy. Don't dwell on the evil. Dwell on the love of God and his truth. Seek always to see the good, which is always there. God's good is always there, beyond it and above it, on the throne to which even evil must bear witness and bow its knee. And my friends, someday, very soon, every knee shall bow to the truth. Hallelujah. The mission at the bottom of this page, The Shadow, by Jonathan Kahn. Today, practice seeing through the darkness of every problem or evil that confronts you to the good that lies beyond it. And from his scriptures at the bottom, and he always gives scriptures at the bottom of in his book of mystery, Genesis 1:1-2. In the beginning of time, God created the heavens and the earth. The earth was formless and empty, and darkness covered the deep waters. And the Spirit of God, he's always there, even in the darkness, the Spirit of God was hovering over the surface of the waters. John 3:19-21, and this is Jesus. And judgment is based on this fact. God's light came into the world, but people loved the darkness more than the light, for their actions were evil. All who do evil hate the light and refuse to go near it for fear their sins will be exposed. But those who know Jesus Christ. Those who do what is right because they want to obey this manual that we're reading every day. They come to the light so others can see that they are doing what God wants. In John 8, 23 through 24 in the Message, Jesus said, "You're tied down to the mundane. I'm in touch with what is beyond your horizons." That means the physical world. "You live in terms of what you see and touch. I'm living on other terms." Oh, I want to be on that level, don't you? "I told you that you were missing God in all this. You're at a dead end. If you won't believe I am who I say I am, you're at the dead end of sins. You're missing God in your lives." Oh, wow, that's powerful. Friend, you don't want to dwell in the valley of the shadow of death one more day. You don't want to do that. You don't want to dwell in that shadow of the valley of death. You want to praise God and continue to praise Him no matter what the problems are that surround you. God's got this for you. God's got it. Here's Micah Tyler.
I remember when a long lost sinner met. I remember when my heart was broken, but now it's not. I've tasted and I've seen, you've been so good to me. From the moment that you changed my life, God, you never stopped. I'm gonna sing it, I'm gonna shout it. Try to get me, gonna praise the Lord. When the devil come try to get me, gonna praise the Lord. From the moment when the sun starts rising till the sun goes down, I'm surrounded by a million mercies. I can feel them now. I've tasted and I've seen, you've been so good to me. Got a melody inside my heart, oh.
There's another part of this song here that goes, but I'll cut it off today. But, oh, I just love that song. When the devil tries to get me down, when the devil tries to get me down, what do? We do what Micah Tyler just said. I'm going to praise the Lord. I'm going to praise the Lord no matter what happens in my day. So I am encouraging you, friend, to get the negatives out of your conversation, out of your speech. Don't say those things that limit God. I read in Jeremiah here. Jeremiah was a young man. He wasn't married. He was wondering what to do with his life. And God said, "I formed you in your mother's womb," and he said, "I have a mission for you. I have a plan for you. I have appointed you a prophet to the nations." Now you're a young man, maybe late teens, early 20s, and God comes to you and says, "You've got a mission for the nations." What do you say? "Oh, Lord, behold, I don't know how to speak. I'm a youth." I mean, you could have all kinds of excuses, kind of like Moses had in Exodus 3. But the Lord says, "Don't say I am a youth, because everywhere I send you, you shall go." So sometimes you limit yourself by what you're saying, friend. You're limiting God by what you're saying. And he says, "All that I command you, you shall speak. Do not be afraid. I'm going with you to deliver you." And the Lord stretched out his hand and touched my mouth. And the Lord said to me, "Behold, I've put my words in your mouth. See, I have appointed you this day over the nations and over the kingdoms to pluck up and break down, to destroy, to overthrow." That would be overwhelming for me. It absolutely would be. And we see Jeremiah went through some horrible times, you know, thrown into a dry cistern, put in a yoke, jailed, put into a dungeon. But God kept him through all of that. And in the last very part, God says, "I am watching, Jeremiah, I have a plan for you, my son. And I'm watching over my word to perform it." So as Jeremiah is going forth in God's word, with God's word on his mouth, God is going to do it for him. I'm saying to you, my friend, today, that God has such a divine plan for you. Don't limit him. Don't say those things that would limit our Heavenly Father, our God, from that wonderful plan that he has for you. Oh, and don't dwell in the valley of the shadow of death. One more day. This is a new day for you, and I just proclaim that Jesus is Lord of your life, and he's going to show you the way. He truly is. I promise. I do promise that. Oh, so I'm so glad you joined me today. I will be again with you tomorrow, the Lord willing. Remember the meeting on Saturday, 1-877-917-7256. God bless you and keep you, and take joy.
Thank you for listening to Call to Freedom with Barbara Carmack. You may get in touch with Barbara at Call to Freedom, Box 370-367, Denver, Colorado, 80237. Or you may leave your message at 1-877-917-7256. Call to Freedom is a listener-supported radio ministry. Barbara and her power partners invite you to come on board with us and become a network of hands holding up Call to Freedom Ministry. Power partners support Call to Freedom with prayer and monthly financial support. You will be blessed supernaturally. We invite you to visit Call to Freedom's website, www.freedomstreet.org, where you can hear Barbara's daily radio broadcast 24 hours a day or order materials. You may share your praise reports and heart cries by mailing them to Call to Freedom, Box 370-367, Denver, Colorado, 80237, or you may email us at BarbaraCarmack@freedomstreet.org. Until next time, remember, Jesus loves you, Barbara loves you, and take joy in